Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything that happened to Jesus happened for a specific reason. Nothing happened by accident or just because somebody decided to do that. We're going to look at some of them. Are you with me? Everything he did that happened to him, everything he allowed to happen to him. How many knows there's several areas he's covering here? Can you see that? Back up to verse 3. Go to verse 4 for time's sake. He took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows. Look at verse 5. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. This is covering different areas. Can you see that, friends? Yes. I want you to say this out loud. The punishment, that brought me peace, was on him. What was on him?
Punishment.
Now that's another word for chastisement.
Yes.
Chastisement. Now the word chastise, we don't use that word all that much today. We would probably use the word whipping or beating. It means to inflict punishment on. It means to whip or to beat with blows, like with a stick or a reed, something hard. We'd say a stick or a rod being beat with it. So the beating brought us peace, and the stripes brought us healing. We have to watch about just lumping all this together and not seeing what was covered. These are not resulting in the same thing. If you say, people talk about redemption, the blood of the Lamb has saved us, yes. Amen. When did he pay for our sins? Well, when he went to the cross. Well, why did he go to the scourging post? Well, that paid for our sins. Well, I thought going to the cross did that. And then he was mocked and he was ridiculed. He was smitten with blows. A crown of thorns was made and jammed on his head. And then they took sticks. We're going to read it in just a minute. And they beat on that crown of thorns on his head. That's another thing. From him being tied to the whipping post and taking the stripes.
Amen. That's right.
Was it all just redundant? Repetitive for no reason? Unnecessary? What's happening in these things? Well, we're told right here. Back up again. Verse 4. He took our infirmities. He carried our sorrows. Verse 5. He was pierced for our transgressions. Those spikes pierced him, didn't they? He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment, and again, that's being beat like with a rod, brought us peace. And by his stripes, that brought us healing. I hear gears turning. Go with me to, go please to Matthew 27. You believing with me this evening? Matthew 27. Jesus said, I'm just going to read some things to you. Don't try to turn to all this. John 10, 17. Jesus said, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me. I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The Father God told him that, gave him that word. And it was demonstrated when they came to take him in the garden. You remember that? And he said, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am. And man, they all hit the ground. You remember that? What's that demonstrating? Ain't nobody taking him unless he lets them take him. Didn't he say? He said, don't you know I could call on the Father and legions of angels, is that right, would come and deliver him? Oh, but aren't we thankful he didn't? Because if he had been delivered, we'd be lost. But I'm just emphasizing the point that nothing happened of any of these things because Jesus was powerless to do anything about it. Every one of these things had been prophesied, just like this passage in Isaiah, centuries before. Have you ever read Psalm 22?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it is word for word what's happening on the cross.
Yes.
Details of what happened and how. Not a bone of him will be broken. Anybody remember all this? They looked upon him whom they had pierced. I mean, thing after thing after thing. This is not just something that happened. Every one of these things is redemptive. Him being our sacrifice, the Lamb of God sacrificed for us. John 19, don't turn there, but the chief priest were yelling, crucify him, crucify him. And in verse 11, Jesus boldly told Pilate, he said, you could have no power at all against me, except it was given you from above. That's one of the things that shocked Pilate, is this guy is not even scared of him. And you remember with Herod and some of those other guys, he wouldn't even answer them. He would not even respond to them. Most people would be, you know, in that day and age, they'd have been begging for their life. Begging, begging, please spare my life. Don't crucify me. Don't kill me. He didn't do any of that. And it's obvious that it's not happening beyond the plan of God. All of this was planned. Can you see this, friends?
Amen.
And what was happening, you think about the scourging. You could die just from the scourging, from that alone. And the reason why he was even scourged to begin with, according to Pilate, he kept saying in Luke 23, 16, I will chastise him and release him. He thought that would be enough. And he had to release one anyway that day. And he thought he had it figured out. He said it again in verse 22. They kept saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said, why? What evil has he done? I found no cause of death in him. I will chastise him and let him go. But he didn't let him go. So he not only got crucified, he also got scourged and all the other things. None of this was normal. And none of it was necessary if you're going to just execute somebody. In fact, they probably preferred them in better shape so they'd hang on the cross longer. But every one of these things was not for him. It was for me.
Amen.
It was for you. Because something was happening on the outside you could see, but something else was happening on the inside you couldn't see. Represented by what was happening on the outside. Now, Matthew 27, are you there? Matthew 27. Oh, get ready to shout. Get ready to get free. What will the truth do for you? What will it do for you? Matthew 27, 26. Then released he Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered to him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Why? Because they had said that he had said, and others had said, he was a king. This was his big offense, that he's a king. How many understand? He's not just a king. He's the king of kings. Was, and he is, and always will be. But that was the terrible thing that he should die for. Because they... Even the religious leaders stood up there and shouted, we don't have any ruler except Caesar. Mm. So they then plaited a crown of thorns. And they put it where? On his head. Now I want you to remember the prophecy. The chastisement, which means beating, whipping of our what?
Peace
was what? On him. They put it on his head and they put a reed in his right hand and they bowed the knee before him mocking and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And then they spit on him. "Hail, King of the Jews." And they took a reed. A reed's a stick. And they smote him where? On the head. Well, when you hit somebody on the head with thorns on their head, what's that going to do? It drives the thorns into the scalp and blood. Was this necessary? For, I mean, then he goes on to the cross and he's nailed there. Why is all this necessary? Why wouldn't our sins be laid on him at the cross and that's the end of it? Everything is paying for something that we need. Are y'all with me, friends? What's being paid for here? Thorns are jamming down into your skull and whack, whack, jam down in. The Bible tells us what that was for. For our peace. For our peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just that we can have peace. Our peace has been bought and paid for with a terrible price. For me to act like I can't have peace in this life is to disrespect what He did to get it for me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.